It's the response by the tolerant, loving, accepting, feeling soaked left. And on Twitter, very quickly, and we're going to sort, we're going to take this from Fox News' Ron Blitzer. Hashtag wrong Trump trends on Twitter after the death of the president's brother. Following the death of President Trump's brother, Robert Trump. This is very, I mean, this is kind of how you have to look at Fox for not really reporting news, but kind of just fluffing it up. I like how the writer of this article, Ron, says critics of the president have been tweeting hashtag wrong Trump as if to say that it should have been the president to die instead. Ron, I don't think we can call them critics, right? A critic is when you critique the work of somebody. Oh, bad bill, good bill. Bad tweet, good tweet. A critic isn't going to go, daggone it, you should have died instead of your brother. That's not a critic. That's an absolute person motivated by evil. Her significant digit for the day is 77,600 tweets. People that either retweeted that or joined into the hashtag wrong Trump. President Donald Trump, who is living in the head of all of these people, 77,000 of them apparently, that they wish his death at every moment. Do you? Let me ask you, do you have any common cause with those people? I don't. I never wish death on anyone, even Joe Biden. And the fact that he's, how many souls he will drag or put in a state of mortal sin in a couple months by convincing them to vote for his sodomite-loving, abortion-loving behind. As he says he loves nuns, as he says he's going to sue the Little Sisters of the Poor. I love those dog-faced pony nuns, and I can't wait to sue them again. Wait, what? Yet I know there's going to be a lot of Rhode Islanders, very Catholic state, a lot of Rhode Islanders are going to pull the level for Joe. A lot of Rhode Island Catholics are going to pull it for Joe. But do you have common cause with somebody that would tweet out, not even a snarky like, oh, well, President Trump's brother's dead, whatever. But like, I wish it was you instead because I hate you so much, President Trump. President Trump, your mere existence it makes me so angry. Flames out of the side of my face. Whoever can get that reference. Flames out of the side of my face. That I wish you died instead of your brother. I wish you were dead. That's what they were saying. So not only does President Trump have to deal with the death of a family member, which, no matter what your age, it still stings and it's awful. But now he's got to watch people say, not even say like, hey, I'm sorry your brother died. I may not like you, but, and Joe has the finest interns, because Joe wrote something like that. Mr. Dogface Pony, Soldier President. Ah, whatever. People die, I'm sorry. Right? In the angry grandpa voice of Joe Biden. Listen, you know, everybody does the thing, the dying thing. We all die, whatever. Get over it. But he's got to watch people not even take his brother's death and still channel it to him. Whoever's not voting Democrat, how do you have cause with these people? I'm talking about moderate, independents, anybody. disaffected liberals, as they like to call themselves? Who has common cause with these people? Who has common cause with this guy who calls himself Bishop Talbert Swan? Which, sacrilegious, but hey, whatever, dude. Dear Grim Reaper, you took the hashtag wrong Trump. No respect for the dead. No respect for the fact that, yeah, you don't have to like Donald Trump. I'm a 50.5% Trump guy. He makes me laugh. And he's a pro-lifer. But still, the guy's brother died. Leave him, give him a break. Can you lay off him for an hour? Nope. Let's get this hashtag going. Of course, this bishop, quote unquote, comes from Massachusetts. So how many people he'll drag? Or I don't want to say drag to hell. How many people will we put in a state of mortal sin? But hashtag wrong Trump is just another clear example that there is no going back. Maybe it's after 2020. Maybe it's after November 3rd. Maybe it's when President Trump leaves office. But this union is no more. Because these people have been, or not have been, are in no way your countrymen. They're not fellow citizens. Right? We have to stop this nonsense. We're Americans, man. Let's just, hey, man, this whole, that thing flew. That ship has sailed. That plane took off. The hot air balloon is in the air. Secession is not a solution. It is unavoidable. Now, how that road goes down, whether military force is used, how badly it gets. Because let's be real. Can we stop? Please, can we stop with this mockery, which we're going to hear from both sides on the run-up to November 3rd, about preserving our democracy and preserving our great country. President Trump, president, preserving a great country, preserving it. President Trump, country's not great, right? I argued that with the Keeping America Great means you're promoting music videos like WAP. Shows like on the Disney Channel, Owl, whatever it is, I forgot it already. Where it's a bisexual Dominican American 14-year-old girl. You know what, Disney? You missed the boat because you didn't put her in a wheelchair. A 14-year-old witch. Are you in common cause with those people? Are those your countrymen? The people who create Big Mouth. The country's not great. Is it terrible? No. We're very fortunate to live in America, right? There's a lot of problems here, but you could literally live in Somalia. Let's be real about that. But this experiment's over, man. My John McCain, my friends. But let's stop this idea that we're preserving democracy or saving the country. All that's over, man. What you are fighting, voting for on November 3rd is power. And in particularly, who has it? And on a level, that's not a bad way to look at it. This is the current environment we live in. Given the choice, I'd rather give the reins of power to Donald Trump, who's at least pro-life, than to somebody like Joe Biden, who would be dead in 6 months, and then you would have President, hashtag smiley face Harris, because I don't know. I'm not as quick as Mike Church, so I'm not going to steal semicolon Harris, because that's just brilliant. I might just call her. Nope, can't call her that. It's a friendly show. I'll call her hashtag Harris. You're going to get hashtag Harris as president. And boy, oh boy, you're going to want to secede as soon as that party kicks off. But if you just want to argue you're fighting for power among two branches, go ahead. Go ahead and argue that. At least you'll be honest in that regard. Because the people, the 77,000, I understand, Twitter is not real life. But it is reflective and it is useful to see, you know, how or to what depths these demonically inspired people will go to. And so those, and I made the remark when I read the Rasmussen's poll or whatever the poll was that said, you know, a majority expect the United States to experience some kind of coup. Folks, it's happened. Hashtag wrong Trump shows that. The WAP video shows that. Owl homosexual girl shows that. I keep forgetting the name of the show because, yeah, I pushed it out of my head. Owl House from Disney shows that. All of this shows you. The cultural, the shooting may not have started, and it has started in a couple places. And somebody got mad at me a week ago on the Twitter, which you can follow me, Bear Brief, BARRETTBRIEF. When they were like, we're losing the culture war. And I said, dude, we lost a long time ago. We're just figuring it out now. Right, we're just figuring out that we lost the culture war. Because in a culture, first of all, abortion wouldn't exist, sodomy wouldn't be promoted. But a culture does not celebrate the dead in a way to punish others. Right? That's not how Catholics operate. That's not how we do. So, just understand, this is another marker. This is another marker in the decay. They'll tell you, oh, no, America, the flag, look at the F-16s, football, which you're not getting anyway. With all these things that are being torn down that are supposed to unite us, sports being one, and I got a great column from Jason Whitlock, top of the third hour, you're not going to want to miss it. You're not going to want to miss it at all. The things that are supposed to unify us have been ripped from us. Hell, we can't even unify with our own families now. And COVID is, for better or worse, the thing that has exposed all of it. All of it.